Rage Against the Regime podcast, where the status quo gets taken to task. Call in or text your comments to 256-344-RATR. That's 256-344-7287.
I just like playing with buttons and music and all that type of stuff. Welcome back to another edition of Rage Against the Regime podcast, radio, however you want to say it. We are live on the air, and I hope you're listening to us. We have a lot to talk about today, and I want to get right to it. This whole Ebola situation, take it how you want to take it. I mean, you could play both sides of the fence on this thing. I'm not really sure what side I'm really on right now. I just don't think that it's going to be this big thing that they're saying that it's going to be. I do think that it is... I'm going to say it's more of a hoax. I don't mean a hoax like there's no such thing as Ebola. But I think that the whole pandemic is going to be a hoax. Now, I could be wrong. And I would be the first one to tell you that I'm wrong. But guess what? Right now, I can't say that I'm wrong yet, okay? Because they were trying to say that, you know, by now, we should have had a lot more cases here in the States. They're saying that once it starts getting colder outside, then we're really going to be in for it. And you know what? I agree. I believe that. You know, that's when people start catching colds and the weather starts changing, you know, and all that, and... You know, there's a lot that we go through when the winter hits, and okay, it makes sense to me, but I will be the first one to say that, you know, I really don't think it's going to be like that. I think that, I say I'm way too much. I think that what's going to happen is... They're going to start trying to scare everybody and saying, okay, you know what? Money. You can't be touching money because money will get you sick and it will make you catch Ebola. You can't touch the money anymore. You know what? We have to go to that chip that we want to put in your arm. Yeah, that's right. We want to put that chip in your arm so you don't have to touch the money anymore. Because we don't want you guys to get sick. But guess what? What we're going to do is we're going to make you come in and we're going to give you a shot, okay? And the shot that we're going to give you, it's gonna prevent it. Don't worry about it. It's going to prevent you from catching Ebola and, you know, whatever else. Now, one thing that they're not telling a lot of other people right now, and, you know, they're definitely not putting it out in the news... Ebola shouldn't be your biggest worry right now. Okay, all the other things that are going on right now should be a bigger worry for us here in the United States. Now, Nigeria, which is in the heart of the matter, in Africa, is Ebola free. They are 100% Ebola free, or at least the reports that are coming out are saying that they're Ebola free, that they are Ebola free. They shut down all people going into the country. They shut it down to where, you know, there wasn't much movement going on over there, going in and out and everything else. They did it the right way. And the United States should be looking at that and seeing what's going on. And take a little bit of advice from what they're seeing going on over there. Because there's no way that we should be dealing with a big pandemic here in the United States. Because we should be shutting down the borders to people coming from countries like that, which would be third world countries, and telling them, sorry, you're not allowed to come here, okay? We're not allowing you to come to our country, you know, until all this blows over. Now, I've been telling you guys to fill up on your vitamin C, make sure that you have a lot of it handy, and taking it regularly, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. And I did, oh, you know what? I forgot to find out what the name of that acid was that's supposed to help also to fight it off. I mean, most people are treating this just like a common flu. Vitamin C fights it off, you know, and is supposed to help. But now let's go into the bigger picture here, what I was trying to really get into. And that would be the whole money situation. What they're trying to do is they're trying to end up to where we all end up trying to get that little microchip put in our arms and whatever, and, you know, no more money. Now, see, one thing that I thought of a couple years ago, and I'm surprised that the government never thought of it, a way to do rid of the money and to get rid of it and everything, you know, tell people that you're taking the money away because drug dealers, if they can't spend their money, you know, and they don't actually have the cash, have a place, you know, where you actually turn in the money and exchange it for, you know, like a new type of money or whatever. What are they going to do? The drug dealers are going to go over there and bring $50 million or whatever and walk in and say, hey, this is my money. I need it exchanged. No, it's not going to happen. But come on, that's science fiction. I know that. But what it boils down to is this is going to be their way of doing exactly that. And that's giving you the nice little microchip in your hand. You can walk up and pay for everything. They're going to be able to identify you off of it. You know, criminals trying to hide, good luck. Good luck. It's not going to happen anymore. It's just going to be like the chips in your driver's license. A lot of you probably don't even know it. You got an RSID card. Is that it? Wait, did I say that right? RSID, yeah. You've got a chip in your driver's license. You've got it in your passport. You have it in your phone. You have it in a lot of different things. They know where a lot of people are, and people think, oh, I'm hiding and this and that. No, you're really not. But once they put this chip in your arm or your wrist or whatever you want to say, if you're a criminal, you're not going to be able to hide. Nobody's going to be able to hide anymore. A lot of people that I talk to, you know, that are listeners to the show and everything, all tell me, oh, I'm running for the hills. Or I'm going to go to, what the hell is it, the Ozarks. Or I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I'm going to run, I'm going to hide, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Good luck. I mean, if it really works for you and you can get away, hell, by all means, good luck. Tell me how to get there. I know I'm not going to stick around for it. I know that, you know, I'm not just going to accept them to put some microchip in my arm or in my wrist or whatever and, you know, and stuff like that and let them give me a shot and, you know, and supposedly it's, you know, going to be able to fight off the Ebola and all that. I mean, I don't believe none of that crap. I think the whole thing, like I said, I think it's a big, it's not made up and it's not a hoax. But I think that this big epidemic that they think is coming is the part that's the hoax. Now, this is just going to be their way to implement martial law. If you don't abide by what the rules that they want you to do, meaning like get the shot, get the, well, I lost my train of thought. get the little microchip in your, you know, in your arm and all that, if you don't abide by all that, you can believe martial law's coming. They're going to be setting up roadblocks all over the place. They're going to be coming to your houses, and it's going to be like Nazi Germany. They're going to be walking in the door, making everybody be there in the house, and everybody's going to have to show some kind of card or identification or whatever, saying that you obliged them and did what you were supposed to do, you know, and went by their little rules that, you know, the New World Order wants you to do, and, you know, the regime wants you to do. It's time to oblige them and, you know, abide by their rules, which is bullcrap. Bullcrap. Now, I don't know if a lot of you know this, but the only way that they're going to do that is they're going to take the guns away. They are going to take the guns away. Now, a friend of mine, I'm not going to say the name, just in case they're listening and, you know, in case anybody knows them, I don't want to embarrass them or anything. I have some very, very good friends of mine that their son brought a gun to school. Now, they don't really know why he did, and they can't really figure it out. But the kid brought a gun to school. He got busted with it, and he got in trouble. He got arrested and all that. The kid is 16. I think he was 15 at the time. Okay? So he gets busted with the gun. You know, the cops really come down on him really hard, you know, whatever. So they go to the people's house to do a sweep to see what all they have in the house. And they had bow and arrows and, you know, crossbows, knives, swords, whatever, all types of different, you know, stuff and weapons and stuff like that. And the police took everything. They took everything. Now, I guess the case was beat, if I understand right. Not beat, but the kid didn't do as much time or whatever. You know, he didn't really go to jail. He just, you know, got like probation or whatever the case may be. But they never got their stuff back. All the stuff that the cops came into the house and took, they never got none of that back. I mean, do you think it's right that the son goes to school, brings a gun, and that the cops come to the house and take everything else that's in the house that can be considered a weapon, I guess you could say? I mean, are they hardcore weapons? No. But they go in and they take all the weapons. Now, her husband, my friend's husband, he was actually part of the militia. And he had weapons in the house for protection and everything legally. Legally. He had all, you know, the paperwork that he needed. You know, he had, you know, FOID. He had, you know, concealed carry permits and everything else. And he moved the stuff out of the house because of everything that was going on. Took it all out of the house. He didn't want nothing in the house. He got arrested for taking the stuff out of the house before the cops even came to the house. He took it all out and went and put it in a safe somewhere, in a gun locker or whatever the case may be. And the cops came and said, you know what? You're under arrest. They said that he was tampering with the case. They hadn't even come to the house yet. And he moved his stuff out because he didn't want no problems. And they said that he's tampering with the case. The police department needs to take a step back and take a deep breath and start, you know, backing off people a little bit. You know what? You guys are paid, and I'm talking to the police officers. I have a couple that listen, and I know that they listen, but the cops that listen to me are actually pretty cool. But you guys have a job to do that you are paid to do to uphold the Constitution and the amendments and all the rights and everything else. Okay? Not to sit here and bury people and take away their rights. I mean, if somebody's got the proper paperwork to own guns, conceal carry, to have it in their house, whatever, and they got FOID cards, what the hell are you coming down on them for? And you know, and trying to take all the guns away, it hasn't been put into law yet, even though that I know that Obama and his little goons and everything are trying to make it happen. Now, you can believe what you want to believe. I think myself, I don't know. I mean, I can't own a gun. You know, I live in Chicago. I have no gun. I'm not trying to have a gun or anything like that. But, you know, for everything that they're trying to do right now to take away the guns and everything else, there are too many people that own guns. Just like why Japan didn't want to put boots on the ground in the United States. It wasn't so much that they were worried about our military. They were worried about every American that owns guns. There's a lot of guns in the United States. That's why I think a lot of people aren't scared about ISIS coming here and everything else. You notice all that ISIS crap? You know, it kind of quieted down a lot. But that's why Japan never put boots on the ground here when they attacked Pearl Harbor, which I'm coming to find out that they really didn't even attack Pearl Harbor. Or they did, but I mean, we knew that they were coming and it was like a planned event. I mean, you can look that up online and there's so much evidence that the whole Pearl Harbor thing was a setup. It was a false flag attack. Now, do I know that for sure? No, I don't. I'm just seeing stuff that I read online. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there for a lot of different cases on things that, you know, are conspiracy theories. And I never even knew that the attack on Pearl Harbor was a big conspiracy theory. And there's a lot of good information. But back to what I was talking about. That's why Japan never put boots on the ground, because they were worried about all the guns. Well, if you think that the government's not worried about everybody that's got guns here, you're crazy. Why do you think they want to take them all away? Because they're scared. They're scared that the people will come together finally and rise up and be the biggest army in the world. Now, am I saying for people to do that? Not at all. I'm not saying for anybody to come together and, you know, create their own army or whatever. But don't let the tyrants step on you. You got to stand up for your rights. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You also have to stand up for the Constitution and the amendments and everything else. All of you know that I'm a patriot. Okay? I don't have to tell you that. You know that. But I am big time for the Constitution. I think, in my mind, this is how I feel. I think that, you know, the Constitution should be like still one of the strongest things that we have. But it's not. It seems like, you know, all the time, Congress and the president and everybody, you know, they're dwindling it down more and more every day. Why? Because they don't want us to have a say. You know, I was talking to Becky and Christy, and I think even Shai Townsend was on the call on Blog Talk. And we were talking about, you know, Trey Gowdy. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the man. And, you know, I totally love what he was doing. But now I've even looked into him, you know, after Christy Black gave me the information. I even looked into him and I'm like, holy cow. I mean, he's also a wolf in sheep's clothing. all these people that you think are doing something to help us and help out, you know, the United States public and everything else, they all have an agenda. That's why they're doing anything that they're doing for you. You think, oh, good guy, you know, he's fighting for us and this and that, and wow, he's somebody that I would put a vote of confidence in for and this and that and everything else. Yeah, look into the whole package. They all have an agenda, secret or otherwise. And most of them aren't hiding what their agenda is. I mean, if you look hard enough, you'll find out what their agenda is. Just look at all the things that they vote on. Things that get passed across their desk, you know, when Congress has to vote on stuff, or the House in general. Then you'll see what type of person the person really is. And I come to find out that Trey Gowdy is not the type of person that I really thought he was. I mean, I still respect that he's standing up, you know, to try to find out what happened in Benghazi and, you know, and all that other stuff. But really do your homework. Because I've had a lot of you send me emails and say, oh, I really like Trey Gowdy too, and, you know, and this and that, and blah, 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 because I talked about Trey a lot, and, you know, because I really looked up to the guy. Well, I don't know if looked up to the guy is what I mean to say, but I respected what he was doing for us, or at least that I thought that he was doing for us. Come to find out, he really wasn't doing what I thought he was doing. Well, anyway, that's the part of it that, you know, everybody needs to sit down and actually really figure out. Do you know what I mean? So, trying to see what else is going on here. Let's see, there's a lot of information that needs to be put out. But you know what I think I'm going to do since I have the ability? I think right now I'm going to play a little commercial. So, hold on.
You're listening to the Rage Against the Regime podcast. Don't be a stranger. Like Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR podcast.
Okay, welcome back to Rage Against the Regime radio. And I actually just wanted to get a little bit of information that I was trying to find out about. There is, on November 5th, there is going to be that march on Washington that all the patriots are coming together. They're actually asking for not just patriots, okay? They're asking for 3%ers. They're asking for patriots. They're asking for bikers, truck drivers, anybody that would come together on Washington to please come together with us. And I'm saying us because, you know, I'm completely for what these people are doing. Okay? And please get organized, get with these people, and let's do the right thing. Let's stand up to these people. Let's stand up to Washington. Let's march on Washington. Let's let them know, hey, we're here. Okay? We're here for a reason. Okay? We're here for a reason. We're here because, you know, we're sick of being trampled on. We don't like the way that our country is going. I mean, I don't know if you guys actually see the big picture, okay? But we do not like the direction that everything is going in our country right now, okay? It's bad. It's really, really, really bad. No matter how you look at it. Okay? No matter how you look at it, it's bad. And there's really no way to fix it. Because the global elite, you know, I never use them words, but I mean, let's call it for what it really is. The global elite want nothing more. They want to see us dwindle down to nothing, and they want us to just, you know, God, I don't even know. I don't even know the best way to put it. We are in trouble, people. And if we do not come together and march on Washington, then it's never going to happen. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, look at all the failures in the past. Look at all the people, you know, that tried to do this before in the past, and, you know, they all failed and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you stay with that mindset, nothing is ever going to change. Nobody wants any bloodshed. We don't even want people to go and be violent. Now, I don't know if any of you know, but the group as a whole went together, and the former Navy SEAL, Benjamin Smith, is going to be the man that's going to lead it. Unless I read it wrong, Benjamin Smith is going to be at the forefront of this. Now, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, nobody wants any type of bloodshed. Nobody wants any kind of violence. Nobody wants anything like that. We don't want problems. We want solutions. And this is the only way that it's going to happen. Everybody has to come together as a whole. Sincerely, that's the only way that it's going to happen. Okay? Because the way that it's going right now, this is not working. The way that the government is doing things is not working. We need a voice in Washington to be able, you know, to say, hey, you know what? This is not right. What, you know, what the everyday person is going through is not right. And allowing, you know, our country to have all these open borders and everything. Now, I don't really much talk about the president too much, because I don't think that he's really the one that is the complete leader of everything. So I don't really think that he's really the one to blame for the whole situation. But I saw a video on him today that talks about his Muslim roots and how deep they run and everything else. And it was like a 30 to 40 minute video on speeches that he did, talking about his family, talking about his Muslim roots, and talking about all that stuff. And I was just like, wow, I had never seen this video before, but whoever put it together did an excellent job. And to really see what's going on. You know, I remember when he bowed down to the Saudi king. What are you kidding me? You are the leader of the free world, sir. You're going to bow down to the Saudi king? But then I sat and just watched this video, and, you know, all the schools that he went to, you know, were Muslim related and everything. But I just don't get the bowing of the Saudi king. I mean, he's not like whoever their god is from the Quran, like he says, Quran. I don't know who their god is or whatever. I don't really even know so much about their religion and all the virgins that they're going to get and everything. which I don't get the whole virgin thing, because it's like, you're not going to be able to touch those virgins that you just died for. Oh, you're going to be able to have sex with them in heaven. Oh, I get it. Do you think that many virgins really died? There's so many bad jokes I can tell. But anyway, I'm going to avoid that. I'm not going to stoop to that level. I mean, I want to have a serious show, but I want to have a fun show. And I want to have a show that you guys like listening to. So, you know what? I think I'll take a few callers if anybody wants to call in. Let's see. 256-344-7287. 256-344-7287 if anybody wants to call in. But look up these videos. And look into the whole past about Obama and about his family and everything. And you'd be quite surprised. Some of the information that you saw. And stuff that you probably never knew. You might have thought that you knew something about him. But you really, really didn't know about him. And I'm talking about the president, of course. Now, I fell upon a TV program today. I used to like, it's called, well, American Book of Secrets. That one's okay. America Undisclosed, I think it was called. Is that the right one? Well, anyway, the one that I found today, and I watched a couple of them, and it was pretty good, but I think that it's kind of, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if they're actually trying to break news to you, you know, to benefit you, or if they're actually breaking news to you to try to scare you more. And that's called Unsealed. Anybody that's never seen it, give it a little chance. You can find it on Netflix. I know everybody's got Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, I'm sure you have a friend that has Netflix. Unsealed. They have a couple good ones about the underground bunkers, about, you know, it's too many things to name, about the New World Order and all that. But I highly recommend you watching a couple of them. Let me know what you think. Do you think that they're actually trying to help us or try to hurt us? Because I thought it was kind of interesting. I do have a chat box. Anybody that's listening to me live, if you want to chat while you're listening to the show, click on the chat button. I don't know if you guys like this new Spreaker Studio. I think that the quality is 10 times greater, if not 20 times greater, than Blog Talk Radio. The only thing that I don't like is I can only take one caller at a time to come onto the show. I don't have like a big board to listen to people, you know, and, you know, have people call in and, you know, have a whole group of people going at one time. But I just actually just wanted to do like, you know, another like 30, 45 minute show. I got like another 10 minutes left if anybody wants to call in yet. 256-344-7287. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be doing a show on Blog Talk. I have to set it up yet. I am going to try to get Manny Vega on. A lot of you know Manny. He is with the militia. He is a patriot. He just actually did Border Watch and Border, I guess Border Patrol would be the word that you could use, with Blaine Cooper and all the groups from the Arizona area. Manny is a good guy. He actually, he was with, I believe his name is Tomasi. I never know if I'm saying his name right. Tomasi, who is the Marine that is in Mexico behind bars and being held captive. So, I don't know if any of you really know who Manny is, but Manny's a really, really good guy. And he was going to come on the show last week when I was having roundtable discussion with Becky and Christy Black and everybody else, but he got the message too late, so we said that we're going to try for this week. So be looking forward to that. And you guys can call in to the blog talk when I post. Usually the phone number should be attached to it. I'm not actually sure if they always attach it or not. I always try to attach it for blog talk. So you guys know the phone number so you can call in and join discussions with us. We always welcome callers. I always welcome callers on any of my shows. If you have any questions or, you know, for me or for anybody that's on the show, I try to bring on, you know, more roundtable discussions and people that have a lot to talk about. I know a lot of you are always asking about Shai Townsend, when he's going to be on next. Shai was supposed to join us last Tuesday, but we had our networks, I guess you could say we had a miscommunication. And by the time he was going to come on, it was just like way too late, and it wasn't even worth it because I was about to end the show. But Shai wants to do something where I can bring him on sometime, just him and I, and people can call in with all your questions, because a ton of you people ask me all the time questions for Shai, and I always say, please ask Shai yourself when I bring him on the show, just so I can get more interaction on the show. So that's really about it. So I guess I am going to get ready to end the show. And I want to thank everybody for joining me and listening to me. Not joining me, but you know what I mean. Joining and listening to the show. And please keep coming back and keep listening. I want to keep growing my numbers. I've asked you all in the past to please like me anywhere that you listen to me. You know, press the like or the follow button. Email me any questions that you have, RageAgainstTheRegimePodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Rage Against the Regime Podcast on Facebook, RATR Podcast on Twitter. And then if you want to text or send me messages or even call me anytime, 256-344-7287. That's my text number, and I can get calls on it. The Blog Talk number is different, so when I go on Blog Talk, I will post that. But I want to thank you all for listening to me, and I want you guys to have a wonderful night. And I'm going to end it with Fozzie. Do you want to start a war?
Regime Podcast. Don't be a stranger. Like Rage Against the Regime Podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR Podcast.